Lord to open the scriptures to us. To be taught of the Lord means everything.
Yes.
To be led by Him. And I want to tell you, to be in His divine perfect will and where He wants you, there is peace and contentment in His will.
Yes.
Now listen, when you're in God's will and doing what He's wanting you to do, we still have our battles.
Oh, yeah.
We still fight the devil. But one thing about it, when you've got God's favor and God's smile, it's worth everything. Can you say it's worth it all, Brother Tommy?
No.
To be what He wants me to be, to be where He wants me to be. So as I teach here for the next 45 minutes or so, I want you to turn into your Bible. 2 Timothy 3:1. 2 Timothy 3:1. The title of this lesson today, The Lord is Calling. The Lord is calling. He wants us to come out of this evil world system. He wants us to come to Him.
Yes.
Now listen, the world is going down, and God does not want you going down with it. Hallelujah right, to the Lord. Right. I'm glad He saved me a long time ago. He drew me out. He brought me out into the right way. Now hold your place. To be outside of God and away from Him who is your Maker is a most scary place to be. You have no refuge for your soul. If you have Him in your heart, you have a blessed hope both here and beyond the grave.
Yes.
Jesus, God's Son, is calling. How many can say, I've heard Him calling me, Brother Tommy? Hey, I felt the Lord, the Spirit of God, calling me a long time ago. Did you know, next month I'll be saved 52 long years, and the Lord is still dealing with me. He's still calling to me. He's still speaking to me. Still revealing His ways to me. How many say, show me the way, Lord, and I'll walk in. Hallelujah. Woo. Can you hear Him saying, come unto me, and I will give you eternal life and rest for your soul. Listen, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I tell you, Jesus is a refuge for the weary and the oppressed. Hallelujah. He is a shelter in the time of storm. He is a covert from the tempest and howling winds. He is that rock and the solid foundation that you can stand on when this world is a reeling and a shaking. In His arms is keeping power. How many can say He's kept me all down through these years? I'm 72 years old, and if the devil had his way about it, he'd have took me out a long time ago. Drugs and alcohol, rock music, the whole nine yards. But I'm glad that God called me, and the conviction got a hold of my heart, and the Lord drew me. I was smart enough to say, yes, Lord, I'll follow You, and I will come to You. That's the best decision I ever had, and my whole life is when I knelt at an altar and the Lord reached down and gloriously saved me and washed me in His blood and wrote my name in heaven. Can I tell you, the devil can't take it out of there. Man can't take it out of there. People can't talk me out of it. I know what I got. I know what I feel. And I know that it's real. I know that it came from heaven and God sent it. And I ain't about to give it up. Hey, praise be to the Lord. Raise your little head in the house. I know this way's real. I know it's true. I know it leads to heaven. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Holy God.
Holy God. I'll tell you, hold your place. I went up the road, I'll come back and get you. I'd rather join and be with God's chosen holy people and among them than to be in this world with the sinners and ungodly.
Amen.
Woo. holy. The Lord is making up his number right now, that is going to serve him and be with him in his good heaven. Now is the time to get ready. Now is the time to prepare. Now's the time to be saved. Jesus is coming to take his children out of here, and the church will soon be gone. Ain't you glad one of these days you'll say goodbye down here? Goodbye to sin and everything bad, and we'll forever be with the Lord in paradise, where the angels sing and the redeemed are rejoicing. I got my eyes on the prize, hallelujah. I got my mind made up. Heaven in the house got my mind made up, Lord. Hallelujah, I love this good salvation. The joy he put down in my soul. God made me a happy camper. He did. He made me a happy camper when he saved my soul. All right, kids. Let's look now, 2 Timothy 3:1. The Spirit of the Lord inspired the Apostle Paul to write this warning almost 2,000 years ago. It was a warning of what is coming. Oh God, look at verse 1. This know also, that in the last days, we're here, children. It's the very last days. We're at the end. Are you in the Lord's fold? Are you his child and sold out to him? Listen, perilous, which means unsafe and dangerous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Oh, what a generation we're living in. Nothing seems to be sacred anymore. People have forgotten God. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, which means people cannot hold back and refrain themselves from their evil, lustful desires and the hate. Fierce. Look at the word fierce. Fierce is where you get the term terror. Hence, terrorism. That causes fear. Look at the world. Look at the terrorist. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Which means you can't reason with people nowadays. You cannot convince them. It seems like you can't turn them. And on it goes, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Children, we're here. You may be seated. We're here, and this is the end, and it's a winding up to eternity. Are you ready? Have you got God? Are you fully in him? Are you walking with him?
Come on.
Me and Brother George, we have church almost every day, either by text or by phone call. He was singing to me. He said two songs the other day on his guitar. Happy. I played it on my phone. I called him back. He's a singing a little chorus. When he got done, I finished. I started me a little chorus and singing. I'm telling you, fellowship with the Lord means everything in the wide world. Oh, God, I feel him. To have the Spirit in you, to bear witness with the sweet Spirit of the Holy Ghost in me, to know that we're in one mind and one accord, washed in the same blood, saved by the same grace. Hallelujah. Headed to the same heaven with our name in the same book of life. Raise your little hand. I'm on my way with my brothers and my sisters. I tell you, this thing is real. It's sweet. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm telling you, he'll feel. Hallelujah. He'll satisfy the longing soul.
Yeah.
He'll feel it with his goodness. Me and Brother George was talking. I got saved in 74. It was easy back then. It seemed like when God moved and revivals came, the preacher would preach. You didn't have to beg and try to pull. I've seen them standing in the congregation, the altar call and the song being sung, and then break down and run to the altar. What is it? It's the age that we're living in. It's a heavy pall of Satan over this generation. Oh, God, pushing people. I'm telling you, you can have a breakthrough if you really want it. Listen, you've got to see your need. You've got to see your need and say, God, the world ain't got it. I don't want it. Sin ain't got it. The devil don't have it. But Jesus, you got exactly what I need. Can I tell you, this world is surely an unsafe and ungodly place to live. It's a dangerous world full of every evil. The Bible makes it plain that Satan is the God, little g, the God of this present evil world system. The demon powers of darkness, and there's millions of them, are at work deceiving every soul they can. God is calling for people to come out of it. Come out of it. Get away from it. And run to God. Come into the spiritual kingdom of God's grace. Come where Jesus reigns, and you'll find real life and peace. I can tell you there's salvation, there's keeping power, and there's real joy in serving the Lord. Hallelujah. To be outside of the Lord right now is a fearful place to be. There's no hope in this world without God. Your only hope is being in the Lord's church, born into the family of God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross in His blood. How many can say, Brother Tommy, I've been cleansed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I've been forgiven, washed, and made clean. And the Lord sanctified me and set me apart from this old world. I don't want it anymore. And I tell everybody in this house, I know what it's like to graze with the goats. Hallelujah. In the fields. I know what it is to drink from the bitter waters of the cisterns of this world. But I'm telling you, they ain't nothing but bitterness. They ain't nothing but misery. They ain't nothing but a lost condition. They ain't nothing but chains and fetters. Hey, Lord, at that night on bending knees, when I said, Jesus, oh, Lord, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I'm telling you, there was a well opened up of living water. And a well on the inside. Hey, raise your head and say, He is that living water. He is that living water. He is that living well. My Lord, that'll satisfy the thirst of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Oh, Lord. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, I come ye to the water. Hey, Lord.
Yes. Sure.
Holy.
Bless
him, Lord. Come to the water.
Help him, Lord.
Come to the water. I tend to one rather graze with the sheep than the goats.
That's right.
Wouldn't you?
Amen.
Jesus is the shepherd. He's the shepherd. There's peace in his fold. There's hope, life in his fold. Is everybody where you need to be?
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Is everybody where God wants you to be?
Have your way, bless you, God.
Are you grazing? Are you in a place where the Lord is feeding you? Are you close enough to Him that you could sit at His table?
Whew. Thank you, Lord.
Brother George, it's more than just coming to church.
That's right.
a couple services a week. It's having a daily communion and a walk with Him to feel Him.
Right.
Holy God.
Amen.
God, I don't know how far I'll get in all this. I got a whole tractor and trailer loaded. Really. God does not want you bound in Egypt.
Right.
You'd be surprised that people don't have real true joy. Holy, they don't have really real true victory. Something's abiding them.
Come on.
Something's holding them back. Something has got them bound. They can't break free to get into that realm that God's calling them. Listen, how many knows that Egypt stands for the what's Egypt stands for in the Bible? Does anybody can tell me? What does Egypt stand for in the Bible?
The world.
All through the Bible, Egypt is a type of this evil world. Egypt, in Bible times, literally had many, many gods that captured everybody's attention. That the people served. Brother Ron, it was a land full of idols and idol worship. Look what we got today. They worship the sun, the moon, stars, animals, birds, serpents. They worship the goddess of the Nile River. They worship material things, carved images from the works of their own hands. 3,700 years ago, God's people, Israel, were stuck in this idolatrous land. That's all they knew. They could not get out. God had to bring them out so that they could know Him and serve Him. I want to tell you today, as it was back then, so it is now. You cannot get out of it on your own.
That's right.
Hey, God.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, you cannot save yourself. Oh, you cannot get out on your own. People are deceived. They are blind. And they are bound. Can I tell everybody in this house, it takes a power greater than you. Greater than this world, greater than Satan, to deliver people and bring them out. Hey, Lord, can you say, my God in heaven is greater than the devil? He's greater than the powers, the principalities and the powers of the air. Hey, Lord, He's greater than the demon forces. Oh, Lord, we need Him, God. We need You, God. We need You, God.
Come on.
Listen. God's calling. Come on. Get closer to me. Come all the way in. All the way in. Draw near to me now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Totally, totally out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Holy God. The devil wants your affections. He works overtime to get him. The devil, he wants your desires. He wants your time. Satan in this world wants your attention to keep you from calling on God. He'll tie you up in a dozen different ways to keep you bound in this present evil world and the things that are in it. I want to pause right here and ask, what is it that's got a hold of you? What is it? Is there anything that's got you tied up and holding you back from coming to the Lord and fully fully serving him. Jesus, you are precious. Raise your little hand to him right now. Jesus, you are so precious. You are so sweet. You are so good. Oh, great. Great is your love, God. Great is your power. I can't break it on my own, Lord. I know that. I can't break these old carnal fetters, Lord, and the things that seem to tie me up, captured my mind and hold me hostage, God. Break them, Lord, break them. Holy Lord, I want my way clear, Lord, to you. Is there anything that's got you tied up and holding back from coming to the Lord? I want you to know Jesus, the Son of God, is your answer. Jesus saves. Jesus redeems. Jesus wants to hold you. He's the one that changes the heart and sets the soul free. He is the fullness of joy. Glory to God. Oh, God. Ronnie, you got your Bible with you?
Yeah.
Would you turn it into 1 John 2:15? 1 John 2:15, and when you get it, hold your place, and I want you to read verse 15 through 17. While people are turning there, the enemy of your soul wants you trapped. He wants you blocked.
Yes.
He wants you hindered. He wants you stopped.
Right.
That's what the enemy wants. Don't go any closer. Don't progress any closer to God. Before you read it, monkey trappers in North Africa have a clever way of catching monkeys. Gourds are filled with nuts and firmly fastened to a branch of a tree. Each gourd has a hole just large enough for the monkey to stick its hand into. When the hungry animal discovers it, he quickly sticks his hand in it, reaches down and grasps a handful of the nuts that it loves. But the hole is too small for him to withdraw his clenched fist. He won't let go. The poor animal doesn't have enough common sense to know and understand. Open your hand. Open your hand, little animal, and let it go. You can escape if you just let loose. And you'll get away from the trappers that's out to take you captive. We must know and have the knowledge today and the willpower, to let go of this world's gadgets, its charms, and its entertainment that steals our mind away from the Lord. Do you feel like sometimes you have a battle of keeping your mind on the Lord and holy things, spiritual things? Is there anything that's blocking that frequency between you and God? Oh, Ronnie, would you read those 2:15 through 17?
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Amen. Abideth forever. How many wants to be saved and set free from this old world and live forever with God?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Nothing in this world is worth losing your soul over.
Right.
Colossians 1:12 said, giving thanks unto the Father, to God our Father, which hath made us meet, M-E-E-T, which hath made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. How many wants to be a partaker of God's good salvation, that eternal life?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many in the house has got it?
Yeah.
He translated me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son,
yes.
Listen, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Let me ask everybody today, can God translate a person?
Yes.
Can he do it?
Amen.
Woo! Can he change it? Can he turn your life all around?
Yes,
yes, and a double yes.
Yes.
He brought me out of the miry clay.
Yes.
He set my feet up on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today, a song of praise. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
It's not hard to praise him. Hallelujah. When you know all that he's done and what he's brought you out of, it's not hard to serve God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to get a picture, a clear picture of the condition of God's people before their deliverance came. Now notice, can I ask, what brought you to Jesus? What brought you all to Jesus? What opened your eyes to see your need for God? Some people never see it till they're flat on their back on a deathbed. Some face tragedies. They do. And they realize, hey, God, I need you. Is everybody in this house glad that when you called on the Lord, he heard you and saved you? Let me see your hand.
Yes.
My goodness, I didn't put it off. I listened. Holy, holy, holy. Did he change you? Did he show you that he was real? Did he prove himself to you? Are you going to stay with him and serve him until your life here is over?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Holy. I want to push rewind now. I'm taking us down in Egypt for a reason here to get you to see it's a type of the world. Pharaoh is a type of the devil. Push and rewind. We're going back over 3,700 years ago and see the Israelites who were held as captives down in Egypt. Can I ask, and I'm just bringing this down. I mean, we're all here today. I'm preaching this and teaching it to myself too. How bad does it have to get before people want out of the bondage and misery that they're in?
Sure.
Their lives in Egypt were made grievous by wicked King Pharaoh. He placed over the people taskmasters, which were slave drivers that made their lives bitter. Ain't that a picture of what the devil is doing to people today?
Sure.
We got a world full of people that are bound and addicted to everything in this world where Satan is operating. The Israelites worked in the hot ovens and in the mud pits, making bricks for the king. The Bible said that they sighed, S-I-G-H-E-D, sighed by reason of their bondage. They began to groan, and they cried out to God. And when they did, he hurt them. So, I want to ask us, have you ever sighed deep inside? Have you ever groaned under pressure and strain of the condition that you're in? Have you ever had the thought, I wish things were better? I wish things were different. You sigh. Sister Sheila, I might not open my lips. Nobody sees my lips moving. But people can get in conditions and troubles and problems and stress that they sigh with inside. They groan. They hurt. And they need help. Are you stressed? Are you troubled inwardly?
Let us in, Lord.
Are you needing God's peace? That peace that passes all understanding? Listen, deliverance will come when you really, really see and feel your need. When it gets to the point that you cry out to God in prayer, and tell him, I want you, God. I want you. I need you. Lord, I'm not happy where I'm at.
Come on.
The condition I'm in and what I'm feeling. I need you, Lord. I'm fearful. I'm troubled. I've been pulled, seems like, apart at times. Something is missing in my life. Oh, God. There's no real peace. I gotta have you, Lord. Raise your hand. what I need is our. What I need is God. I need the Holy Ghost. I need the Lord's presence. I gotta have you, Lord. When you get to that point, I'm ready for a change. When you, he will move and deliver. God's waiting on you to cry out to him. Israel was in Egypt for 430 years. A long time. But when they cried, God heard. And you raise your hand. When I pray, the Lord will answer. When I cry out to him, he'll help me. He'll lift me up. People are pushed down the rock bottom. Yes, they are. The weights and the cares and the burdens of life. You feel like you can't go any lower. Something's missing inside of your soul. Can I tell you, when you reach up, raise your hand right now. When you reach up, he'll reach down and he'll bring you out.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hey, 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 hey. Holy Lord, holy Lord. He'll get in your feet. He'll get in your hands. He'll fill your heart with gladness in heaven. Give him a hand clap in the house. There's victory in the blood of Jesus. I said there's victory in the spirit of the living God.
Yes, yes.
Whoa. Whoa. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
That's serious.
Really, the whole world needs to hear this, the backsliders and the sinners. But God gave it, so us Christians are going to get it today. Is that all right?
Yes.
Oh, God. Listen now. I do this with inspiration at the house. I just go with the Spirit of God. I just start typing, and I type, type, type like I preach. So God could not bring them out till they got tired of the misery and wanted out.
Yes.
Listen close. There will never be change in your life until the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of you changing.
That's right. Amen. Come on, brother.
In other words, oh God, I can't stand it anymore, Lord, without you. I just got in a place I don't want to remain as I am. I can't bear the way of the way I'm living and how I feel, not having the fullness of the Spirit of God and the joy of the Lord in my life. I'm tired, oh God, of my own carnality that keeps pulling me down and away from you. I'm just tired of the worldly habits that hold me a prisoner to the spirit of this world. I want God. I want the Lord to save me and bring me out and set me free. I tell you, you got and want, you got to want something better. Hey, Lord, and Jesus has it. How many can say here today, I got him, Brother Tommy. I got him. I got Jesus. I got the Lord. He's on my side. He lives in my heart. I got to give him a praise in the house. I got him. I found him. He sought me out. He called me. I heard him. I heard his voice. I said, come to me, and I'll give you life and give you more abundantly. Jesus said, him to come unto me, I will in no wise cast him out, but I will take him in, and I will receive him. I'll be a father to you, and you'll be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord. Woo, I came out. Lock, stock, and barrel, I'm out. How many say, I want totally out, Brother Tony? I want to be totally free. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. God sends Moses down to Egypt to tell Pharaoh the devil. Can you imagine that shepherd man coming in there with that staff, that rod? And said, Pharaoh.
Goodness gracious.
Who's this guy? Yeah. What's he think he is? Who sent him down here?
Well,
I'm a king, and I have my own scepter. Here comes this shepherd carrying an old wooden stick.
Come on.
Come on.
He said, Pharaoh, God said, let my people go.
Come on.
That they may serve me. And Pharaoh said, I will not let the people go. Just like Satan is saying today,
right.
I'm not going to turn loose easy on you.
Come on.
Right.
I'm not going to turn loose of them, and I ain't going to let them go. I'm going to feel their minds.
Come on.
I will feel their hearts and keep them from coming to God. The Lord, listen, brought his judgments and the 10 plagues upon Pharaoh and the whole land. And the old ungodly king had to take his hands off of God's people. There, God. Do you know why? Do you know why that he had to let loose? Because the people were crying and Moses was sent down to bring them out. This is what the devil is saying in this hour. He said, I've got a lot of God's people down, and I've got them bound by things and by circumstances and by situations, and I'm not letting them go. I'm telling you, God, the Holy Ghost, raise your hand. He's bigger than the devil. Hey, Lord, the hand of Jesus, like he did old Legion out in the mountains and in the tombs, cutting himself with stones, crying day and night. He didn't have a right mind. He lived in the tombs. But can I tell you, the Son of the living God came down and got off on that boat and entered in into the land of the Gadarenes. And when old legion saw him wearing no clothes, they would put chains up on him and they couldn't hold him. They would break the chains asunder. But when legion saw Jesus, hey Lord, walking into that cemetery, raise your hand, he went a run unto Jesus. Hey, Kalabahaya, I'm telling you, Jesus is greater than any addiction and any fetter and any chain. Hey Lord, he can take them off. I said he can set the captive free.
Yes.
Oh, God Almighty, amen. He's real, he's alive, he's true. He's here today to break the binds and the addictions of anything in our life.
Yes.
God, have mercy sakes.
Yes.
Come on, brother.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Jesus cast the spirits out of this man.
Yes.
And they went into a herd of swine. A legion means 6,000. 2,000 head of swine. That means there's 3 demons per pig.
Yeah.
Even the hogs and the swines knew something just ain't right. Why won't man awaken to that fact? Devil, you pulled us through the mud.
Come on.
You're pulling sinners and backsliders through the mire. Why don't people realize that? It's the devil that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Raise your hand. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Holy Lord. The swine ran down a steep place and were choked and drowned in the sea. Somebody witnessed it. They went running to town and said, man, you ain't going to believe what's going on that, out there in that graveyard. And that hill said, I told him, said, there's a man, said, never seen a man walk like that man. Said, a man got off my boat at the bow of that boat and said, he walked so calm. Said, you could just see the power on him. And said, old legion that you all used to hear howling all night long, cutting himself. That man had to have scars all over him. Said, something happened out on that hillside. They went running out there. I don't know how many people was. They went running out there. And they saw legion that had been bound sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. How many knows he can give you a right mind? Anybody in the house today troubled in your mind?
Thank you, Lord.
Does anybody have mind battles?
Come on, bro.
Some of us are weaker than others. I realize that the least little thing will bind us. We have trouble up here.
Right.
We have problems in our mind controlling and bringing our mind under subjection. How many of those Jesus can give you a right mind?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let my people go. I ain't going to do it. Oh, really? That's what you think. You see, devil. You can't hold anybody back that wants to come to Jesus.
I felt that right there.
Right.
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 You can't hold anybody down that calls on God.
That's
right. Ain't that right, old man? Hey, are you glad you came to him? Whew, holy Lord Jesus, holy. God knew that Israel beforehand would go down into Egypt. He knew it before they ever went there. He knew they'd live there in Egypt. Yeah. He knew what they'd get wrapped up in.
Yeah.
But he made a promise. How many's here tonight, today, and God's made you a promise? But he made a promise to Abraham many years before, saying, I am going to bring my people out to a better place. To the promised land flowing with milk and honey. And I'll say this right before you take a break. God wants to get you in a better place and a better condition. Praise Amen. Him, church. Praise Him. Praise
Bless
Him.
You, Thank you. Bless you.
How many of you can say today, Brother Tommy, he brought me out.
Oh, yeah.
I prayed and I cried to God like Israel, and my Lord heard me. I wanted out, and he saved me. My Jesus heard me. He came and he rescued me, and he gave me that peace and that joy that I was looking for. God bless you today.